In part three, we talk with Larry Tabb about market structure and liquidity, and also exchange competition.
Where are you seeing the most innovation, and where do you see the most consolidation?
Oh, good question. There is some innovation going on in market structure. So there's some interesting things going along with asymmetric speed bumps and issues around flexible tick sizes and different data schemes and things along those lines. So there's some really interesting things going on in market structure. Certainly in Europe, there's a lot of regulatory and MiFID uncertainty and Brexit uncertainty that's playing its way out. And so there's a lot going on in Europe, and they're focused on trying to create a consolidated tape for equities. On the retail side, you're seeing zero commissions. That's certainly really interesting. We saw in the beginning portion of this year, when everybody brought their commissions down to zero, we actually saw a change in the order flow in the equities markets, really moving more towards off-exchange trading, more internal, the share of internalized order flow increased. That said, the volatility is pushing folks back on exchange because, when there's volatility, people want certainty, and there's much more certainty in a exchange limit order book than there are in dark pools or just, waiting.
Right.
So that's, changing, reverting a little. But we saw non-exchange traded volume in January actually get really close to 40%. It hit a record, like 39.8 or 39.9% or something like that. The last peak was like 39.6 percent of the market was traded off exchange. So it's ticked up from about 36%. Really, as we started moving from, $5 commissions to zero commissions, we saw the off exchange trading pick up roughly 3 percentage points. And that's mostly because the retail flow gets internalized and doesn't really make it to the exchange. So the wholesalers do a larger portion of the volume.